Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Monday morning. Hope everybody's having a good start to your week. Predators are having a good start to their week after the last three games in 4 days. And their head coach, John Hines, is on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
That was a nice three-game stretch, starting with the Islanders on Thursday and a little home-and-home with St. Louis. 6 points in 4 days. Not bad. How do you feel?
Feel good. You know, I think the team, we found ways to win. I thought the Islander game was excellent. I thought our first game against St. Louis was a real strong battle. And then, you know, last night, I'd say it was probably the most highly competitive game of the three, and we wound up finding a way to win. I thought, you know, our team's coming together with our mental toughness, our focus, our willingness to battle. You know, that drives the tactical things that we're doing, but I think it was a real good step in the right direction for our belief and what it takes to win games and the commitment level it takes to win games, particularly this time of year.
You've now been on the bench for 17 games. What have you learned in those 17 games about your room thus far?
Well, in the beginning, when I first got there, I think obviously when there's a coaching change, usually it's a situation where something's going on, whether the record's not where it needs to be or the locker room's fractured or there's a lack of belief. And, you know, that's not all on the coach that is gone. That's also on the players and the job of the new coach to fix it. And I'd say the biggest thing I've learned is that, you know, we stay with things more. I think our structure, our competitive level throughout the lineup, making key plays at key times, was probably the biggest thing we had to fix. And I think it helps when you put time and effort into it in practice and video, and then you have some success in the games. And I think that's really what's driven our ability to get some results as of late.
Granlund's been here almost exactly right at a year. He came here via the trading deadline last year, and everybody kind of feels, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but there's a lot of people that feel, including myself, that this is the best stretch he's looked. He looks like the guy everybody felt really good about when the Predators acquired him. Why does it seem like, and it looks like, the stats are bearing that he has had his best production on your watch?
You know, he's really been a highly competitive, consistent player. And you know, that's one of the things we're trying to get him and some other guys on our team that are talented to really work at a high level, value attention to detail, value your play away from the puck. And when you don't have the puck, your work ethic to be able to get it back. And that allows you to be able to then access your skill. And he's a smart player. He's a skilled player. But his work ethic, his attention to detail have been extremely high, very consistent. And that's allowing him to access the skill and be able to produce points.
Predators head coach John Hines is on the line with us. The three of us, John, have been around your room all since they've been here, whether it's Roman Josi or it's Rocco Grimaldi and everything in between. So we've seen them in this whole run that they've been in, basically playing 100 games or more a year and a lot of playoff hockey. And they've done a lot. They've had a lot of success. It is interesting that you've come in and talked so much about mentality and attitude and what you have to bring, mental fortitude, what you have to do night in and night out at this level. And I guess for people like us and a lot of these fans that have been in that building every game and seen this group do a whole lot of winning and play some really, really tough hockey and some postseason hockey, how you need to tell them what it takes to do night in and night out. But you've been doing that. And they weren't doing that before you. Now they're back to doing it. You can see it. Well, for people that scratch their head and say, why does John Hines need to tell this group in particular, it's not like a bunch of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, how to play this game at this level night in and night out?
I think every year is different. And, you know, the positive thing, as you said, is a lot of these guys have been through some wars, some long playoff runs. You know, they do understand what it takes to win. And sometimes when you go through that, it's hard. It's hard to win. It's hard to bring that mentality and that effort night in and night out, year in and year out. And, you know, for whatever reason, I wasn't here. So So I can't necessarily comment on what happened early in the year. I mean, they had an excellent coach that was here before me and had a lot of success. I just think sometimes in sports, you know, they hit some tough times early in the year. And sometimes when you start to lose a little bit, you can get away from things. And sometimes you just, it gets away. It could be some sort of complacency or, you know, to get that mentality to play that the way you need to play. And sometimes when you don't get the results, it can spiral in the wrong direction. And it's not just in hockey or Nashville. I think it happens a lot in pro sports. But the positive thing is we've chipped away at it. It's a high character team. It's a group of players that have been through it before, and you know they are getting back to it. And I think the credit goes to the players. You know, you come in and preach certain things, but they have to have the willingness to do it and the buy-in to do it, and the pride and commitment to win games and play hard for the fans and get ourselves, you know, hopefully back into the playoffs, which is what our goal is. And you know that's what's going on. The good thing is I think we found the problem. The players have committed to it, and hopefully we can continue to play some real strong hockey here down the stretch.
We're talking to John Hines, head coach of the Nashville Predators. And John, I'm curious about just you, as you have now been here, as Darren said, 17 games. What about you and your whole moving down here, getting your roots down here in Nashville? I know that for example, the academic clock is a whole lot different for kids here as opposed to the Northeast where you're from. Getting a place to live, getting your family settled. How has all that been? Has it slowed down at all?
It's slowed down a little bit, just in the sense that I think you're much more comfortable with the hockey side of it. It's just the staff and the players and the city itself. Personally, it's, you know, you kind of know your way around and you're really familiar with people now, and you have some relationships and some investment here. Family-wise, my wife was down last week, so that's you know, we're currently looking for a place to live. I'd like to try to get my family out here, hopefully in April, so the kids can get in school, at least have the last month. And then my daughter's going to be a freshman in high school next year, so she plays fall sports. And I think hopefully if she winds up making one of the teams, I think that starts July 15th. So hopefully we can get everyone down here and get settled in April, let them get into school, meet some people, see the city, have a little bit of a summer to get settled, and then they should be ready to go for next fall.
Well, one thing that I know has been interesting for you as you've watched these guys is one of the strengths of the team is that you have a lot of depth. We've talked so much recently about Nick Bonino's line. In some people's view, that could be viewed as secondary scoring, but there are a ton of guys on this team that on a particular night could make the big play for you. And so balancing that with, you know, when do you ride the top players? That's got to be a challenge, but it's probably a good challenge if everybody's bought in because you have so many different guys who can be really good, productive players for you.
Absolutely. You know, I think the team is well constructed, and you know, coming here, if you're going to be a playoff team and you're going to win over the 82-game season and then make a run in the playoffs, you do have to have depth, and you have to have guys that can contribute at different nights. And I think the other thing it does is it really promotes internal competition, that, you know, there's different skill sets and different roles on the team. But I think with the depth, you can use different players on special teams and make that competitive, who's going to penalty kill, who's going to be on the power play. And then I think night in and night out, it's important for this group, this particular group this year, that the ice time is earned, and you're playing the guys that are going to play the right way. And as we talked about, they have the commitment level that you need to win, the mental toughness and fortitude and preparation that you need to win this time of year. So it's been nice that sense where you've been able to create some internal competition, have some more things based on merit. And I think that's also helped our team. And I think that's also how you build team camaraderie, that, you know, you have to perform at a high level to get A, the ice time or the situations that particular players want to play in. And it helps as a coach when you have depth.
You have a lot of home games coming up here. And yesterday you got to experience, as the Predators coach, a big standing ovation during the TV timeout that the fans are known for. And you could feel the emotion for Pecorine yesterday, the way he was battling and the guys were battling and blocking shots in front of him. What was that like for you? Were you aware of that going on here? Because I know it's a big goal of yours and for the teams to really start playing well at home.
Yeah, it's, you know, I had witnessed it, although on the opposing bench at times. It's, yeah. I mean, it was a fantastic place to play, but it is. It's a different sense of emotion, and I think, pride and energy that it brings to the team, it brings to the coaches. When the fans are like they were yesterday, it energizes the team, and it makes it a tough building to play. And I think, again, like you said, I think you give the players credit to that, that in order for the fans to do that, you have to give them reason to do it. And I think our players, the last two home games, the Islander game, the St. Louis game, we did that. So that's been our objective. It's something that we have talked about, and it's something that we want to continue to have here at home.
Predators head coach John Hines is here with us, and I know this time of year, no matter what, is difficult for a head coach, for a GM to evaluate trade deadline a week away to try and figure out what tweaks you want to make to your team. But is there an added layer of difficulty for you as someone that's still trying to establish a new culture and get these guys playing the right way, that you don't necessarily want to upset the apple cart, but you also want David Poile to try and do what's best for the team to help you guys compete?
Absolutely. I think that's the important thing. I think the coach GM relationship and communication and understanding that, you have to do what's best for the team and you have to do what's best for the organization. And I think that comes to communication and, buy-in and working together from that standpoint. But from the coaching standpoint, when you narrow it down to today and like you said, trying to implement some certain things, whether it's tactically or culturally or mindset wise, we feel like our team is coming back together the way we need it to be. Guys are playing well. There's, I think some better team chemistry going on right now. So you're always concerned about that as a coach when you get into this time of year, because there's certain things that are out of your control as a coach, and but all you can do is control and coach the players that you have.
I've asked some of the players about this, but now getting a chance to talk to you of just how difficult it really is to take over mid-season, not have a ton of practice time, but also try and change, tweak things, however you want to word it. I mean, what has that process been like for you?
Well, it's been, I think experience helps that. And what you do is you come in and you just try to give them little pieces. There were things and are things that were done prior to me being here that are very good. So I think those components you leave alone, you just reinforce it. And then if there's certain slight tweaks tactically that you want to do, I think you implement them slowly. And, and you don't try to cover everything. You just try to pinpoint exactly what you feel is going to be a little bit of your staple and some things that you feel could change tactically. Or even if the tactics weren't the problem, sometimes it's just the mindset that there's something a little bit different, a little bit different verbiage or tactical little things, I think sometimes helps mindset. And then you stay on those components and you try to use your practice time very wisely. You try to make sure that your video sessions and meetings are very pointed and you're not trying to cover everything. You're really just trying to fine tune these particular areas. And that's what we've tried to do. And it also helps when you have a team that's a little bit more veteran. These guys know how to play. They can accept information. This group's been very coachable. And I think that helps when you have the type of players we have here to be able to get it done a little bit on the fly. And I'd say the last probably biggest challenge as the coach is really getting to know the players and the personnel and who you can count on and who you want to play in certain situations. Because that only comes through the game situations and repetition. I think that's probably the biggest challenge of a new coach coming in mid-year.
As somebody that's covered the team for a while, and these guys have as well, and it's very easy for us to identify the leaders on this team. Roman Josi obviously stands out, but a guy that you haven't had on the ice in Ryan Ellis, how big of a help has he been, even though he hasn't been able to play?
Ryan's been excellent. He's I've had the chance to meet with him and get his opinions on our team, on what's going on with our team, what he sees. What's going on in the past. He's a very upfront, straight shooter. He's a really he's into the game. He knows what's going on in the league. He knows players. He's a very hockey perceptive guy. He lives it. He lives the game, and he's been great. He's been working hard to come back. So hopefully we can get him back sometime. It's obviously going to be a big boost to our team, but he's been very beneficial, and he's certainly one of the leaders and guys that I do rely on for his opinions and thoughts on certain things.
Thursday night, as we wrap this up, before they dropped the puck against the Islanders, there were two things that were thrown on the ice. They're fish, catfish. Is that your first experience seeing catfish thrown onto the ice before a hockey game?
That is. The only other place I've seen something like that happen was at Joe Louis back in the day with the Detroit Red Wings with the squid.
Right.
But it's been the first time personally for me being involved in the game that's happened. But it's pretty cool. There's some really good traditions. The atmosphere is fantastic, and that's just another little thing in the Nashville Predators hockey fan base that's exciting.
Did you know anything about that, or did you look around and go, why are there two catfish on the ice? Or were you,
brought in a little bit on the tradition? It didn't happen. Yeah, it didn't happen the first few games I was here.
Yeah.
It just happened the last two. So hopefully they keep doing it because it seems like it's been good luck.
Hey, thanks for the visit. Keep this thing rolling. You're going to spend a lot of time, as we've brought up, at home to close out this month. Only one road game left in the month of February. Thanks for doing this. Good to talk to you.
All right, thanks. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, that is Predators head coach John Hines. And the catfish maybe that's the start of this winning streak. I don't know.
Had one yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Was it just one?
I saw one yesterday.
Right at the beginning.
Two
on Thursday.
Before the game on Thursday.
Yeah.
Both came from the same neighborhood.
I think right now, the way they're playing at home, going to have to keep that going tomorrow night against Carolina. There needs to be at least one hit the ice.
Hey, don't listen to me. Listen to the coach.
Yeah.
He kind of said it. I don't mind it.
He said it. He said it right there.
Don't
so
mind it.
I think you might see one tomorrow.
All right. We'll come back, continue talking about this team on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.